Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com, visiting with the Sherrard High School senior Fern Erickson, involved in competitive cheerleading, also a football cheerleader. But, you know, on this week of Veterans Day, a good conversation here. Fern has decided to enlist in the Marine Corps and will leave for basic training, I think, in July of 2022. So that's awesome. Let's back up. Tell us a little bit about your decision to serve and enlist in the Marines.
I've always wanted to serve our military ever since I started really looking into it freshman year of high school. And I wasn't completely sure on which branch I wanted to go with. But after meeting with the Marine recruiters and looking into it, I thought that this would be the best option for myself.
Now, do you have any family members that have served in the armed forces?
Yes. So I have a lot of, my grandparents served, and my grandpa's served, and some of my uncles have served. So I wanted to keep the legacy going as well.
So people will say, in terms of the combination, does a Marine, are they a perfect combination with being a cheerleader? I can't imagine, when people think about, well, you're going to be a Marine, and this is a kid who is a cheerleader. You can kind of lay that misconception to rest. What about that?
I think it's actually really cool because most people probably wouldn't choose the Marines, especially if they were a cheerleader and stuff. But I mean, sometimes cheer can be tough. Some people don't think it is, but when you are stunting and people fall on you, you gotta be tough, and the Marines are tough, so kind of fits.
I know there's some discipline. You're involved in the competitive cheerleading aspect, and you talk about stunting, and I think they're 3-minute routines, so there is a lot of pressure when you have to perform in a situation like that. Can you explain competitive cheerleading to us a little bit?
Okay, I'll try my best. Competitive cheer is you make up a routine, you have like stunt sequences and tumbling, and like you have a little dance and you do jumps all within while the music is playing, and then you also have to do a cheer on top of that. And you can't, there's like strict rules with it, like you can't step a foot off the mat, like even a toe. And you have to keep going the whole time. Like if something falls, like if your stunt falls, you have to keep going. You can't just stop and redo it. So it's just a lot of like, make sure you get the routine down and you do your best. And it can be pretty tough sometimes.
Yeah, so you're saying it takes a lot of discipline to do it, mm-hmm. Just like, there's going to be discipline in the U.S. Marine Corps. So, this week is Veterans Day. I know I'm recording this interview on Wednesday, and Thursday is Veterans Day. You're not a veteran yet. You will be when you complete your service. Do you think about that a little bit more, and is it a little bit more special for you knowing that you're enlisting, and then you mentioned kind of your legacy with your grandparents, your granddad's serving? So what about I guess the added meaning of Veterans Day for you?
Veterans Day means a lot to me because ever since like Sherrard started doing like the Veterans Day services and stuff, and you could bring in like your veterans and whatnot. My grandpa always came in every single year, and it meant a lot to me. So I want to maybe someday, like when I have like kids and grandkids, that I can offer that to them.
Now I know you can't do the, I think because of COVID, they're not doing the Veterans Day thing this year, the in-person Veterans Day event, but I know the Sherrard School District, they've made a concerted effort with that military wall honoring, Sherrard School District people that have served the military. How important is that to you that the district is recognizing those people that have served?
I think that it is really important to like show that if you're kind of wondering, if you want to serve or not, like you can just look at the wall and see how many Sherrod graduates have served for our country, and how maybe, like, one day if you're joining, you can have your name up on that wall too.
All right, and you will leave for basic training. When? What is your schedule like for the Marine Corps, and what do you have to do between now and then?
I have a lot of workouts to do. I have to run, work on my pull-ups, like crunches, stuff like that. Just like basic. They basically think of what you might need for like boot camp. Like you need to be able to run and stuff. So they're like, okay, let's prepare you. And I just got to run and do some other workouts to be physically fit.
So you'll, and when will you depart, and where are you headed to for basic training?
I will depart in July 11th of 2022, and I will be at Paris Island in South Carolina.
All right. So, again, Fern Erickson is a senior at Sherrod High School, involved in competitive cheerleading and enlisting in the U.S. Marine Corps. And good luck to you, Fern, and we appreciate the visit with you today.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.